那今天我们的信息是如何面对压力？
Today's message is how we can face pressure.
经文是但以理书第三章第一节到三十节。
And the verses are from Daniel chapter 3 verses 1 to 30.
我请陈英姐妹上来读今天的经文。
I will ask Sister Chen Ying to come up and read the passage.
你们看英文的圣经、就跟着看。
Please follow along in your English Bible.
但以理书第三章，尼布甲尼撒王造了一个金像，高60肘，宽6肘，立在巴比伦省杜拉平原。尼布甲尼撒王差人将总督、钦差、巡抚、抚司、藩司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都招了来，为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼。于是总督、钦差、巡抚、抚司、藩司、谋士、法官和各省的官员都聚集了来，要为尼布甲尼撒王所立的像行开光之礼，就站在尼布甲尼撒所立的像前。那时传令的大声呼叫说，各方各国各族的人呐、有令传于你们，你们一听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器的声音，就当俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。凡不俯伏敬拜的，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。因此各方各国各族的人民一听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟和各样的乐器的声音，就都俯伏敬拜尼布甲尼撒王所立的金像。那时有几个加勒底人近前来控告犹大人，他们对尼布甲尼撒王说，愿王万岁，王啊，你曾降旨说，凡听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样乐器声音的，都当俯伏敬拜金像，凡不俯伏敬拜的，必扔在烈火的窑中。现在有几个犹大人，就是王所派管理巴比伦省事务的沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，王啊，这些人不理你，不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒冲冲大怒，吩咐人把沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥带过来，他们就把那些人带到王的面前。尼布甲尼撒问他们说，沙德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥，你们不侍奉我的神，也不敬拜我所立的金像，是故意的吗？你们再听见角、笛、琵琶、琴瑟声和各样的乐器的声音，若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时扔在烈火的窑中。有何神能救你们脱离我手呢？撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥对王说，尼布甲尼撒呀，这件事我们不必回答你，即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能将我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手，既或不然，王啊，你当知道，我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。当时尼布甲尼撒怒气天凶，向撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥变了脸色，吩咐人把窑烧热，比寻常更加7倍，又吩咐他军中的几个壮士将撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥捆起来，扔在烈火的窑中。这三人穿着裤子、内袍、外衣和别的衣服，被捆起来扔在烈火的窑中，因为王命紧急， 窑又甚热，那台撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的人都被火焰烧死。撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥这三个人都被捆着落在烈火的窑中。那时尼布甲尼撒王惊奇，急忙起来对谋士说，我们捆起来扔在火里的不是三个人吗？他们回答王说，王啊，是。王说，看哪，我见有四个人并没有捆绑，在火中游行，也没有受伤，那第四个的相貌好像神子。于是尼布甲尼撒就进烈火窑门说，至高神的仆人撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥出来，上这里来吧。撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥就从火中出来了。那些总督、钦差、巡抚和王的谋士一同聚集看这三个人，见火无力伤他们的身体，头发也没有烧焦，衣裳也没有变色，并没有火燎的气味。尼布甲尼撒说，撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥的神是应当称颂的，他差遣使者救护倚靠他的仆人，他们不遵王命，舍去己身，在他们神以外不肯侍奉敬拜别神。现在我降旨，无论何方何国何族的人，谤读撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥之神的，必被凌迟，他的房屋必成粪堆，因为没有别神能这样施行拯救。那时王在巴比伦省高升了撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
美国的基督徒在信仰上所面对的压力不会很大。
They don't receive much pressure in terms of their religion.
比起世界上很多的基督徒
，in comparison to a lot of other Christians around the world，
所面对的
，what they face，
特别是一些共产的国家和一些回教的国家
，especially some communist country and some Islamic countries，
是没有得比的。
There's no comparison。
我们基督这些基督徒在信仰上所要面对的压力
and these Christians, the pressure that they face relating to their faith
非常的大
it's very great
他们被人藐视
they're looked down by people
他们失去了社会的地位
they lose their position in the society
他们被关在监牢里
they're imprisoned
甚至失去了自己的生命
and even to the point of being martyred
那么这种压力不是新的压力
These kind of pressure is not new.
那么自从初期的教会开始之后
，from the early church，
那么基督徒就面对各种各样的压力。
Christians often face different types of pressure.
那么在教会的历史里面，我们可以看到不少的基督徒为了自己的信仰顺服神而牺牲了自己的生命。
And from early Christian history, we see many Christians lost their lives because of their faith.
我们目前没有面对这种压力
Currently, we don't face such pressure.
到了一个地步我们必须要牺牲了自己的生命
to the point of losing our lives.
但是没有人知道
But we don't know.
可能有一天
Perhaps one day,
我们必须在我们的信仰上面对这些问题
we might face this problem in our faith.
那么最近美国的下议院通过这个 hate crime 就是憎恨罪行
and United States courts passed the hate crime
那么在不久在上议院将会投票
and later there will be votes
如果这个 hate crime 这个憎恨罪行通过的话
if the hate crime law passes
那么我在讲台上说同性恋是不对的是一种罪恶
If I say that homosexuality is wrong and it is a sin
我可以被控上法庭
I can be brought to court
如果这个问题真的来了
If this problem truly comes,
我们是否准备好？
Are we ready?
那么今天的经文帮助我们了解我们在信仰上必须要付上的代价。
And today's passage helps us to see the price that we must pay.
那么经文里面提到三个人。
And the Bible refers to three people.
这三个人，撒德拉、以撒跟亚伯尼哥。
And these three people, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
他们是应当成为我们的英雄。
These people should be our heroes.
成为我们生命的榜样。
To be our, the models for our lives.
从但以理为尼布加尼撒王解梦，到这个尼布加尼撒王把这个金像建立起来。
Between the time of Daniel's interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream until the time that King Nebuchadnezzar established the statue.
一共有16年的时间。
It's about 16 years.
那么在这16年的时间里面，尼布加尼撒王没有看到自己的王国灭亡。
And in these 16 years, King Nebuchadnezzar did not see the fall of Babylon.
所以为了联合他国家。
In order to consolidate his country.
然后巩固自己的政治权力。
And to establish his political power.
所以他在巴比伦这个杜拉平原那边建立了这个金像。
And on the plains of Dura, he established this golden statue.
而且王也吩咐所有的政府官员来到这个金像的面前来做一个开幕典礼。
And the king also ordered all the officials of Babylon to come for the dedication.
那么这些人当中也包括这三位撒德拉、米撒跟亚伯尼哥。
And among these were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
所以这不是一个简单的开光典礼。
This is not merely a simple dedication.
而是一个非常隆重的一个典礼。
It was a very grand event.
那么看起来有不少的人来参加。
It appears that many people were there.
因为圣经讲到有多国、各方、各族的人都到来。
Because the Bible talks about people from different nations and different languages all came.
所以王吩咐所有的人，当这些角笛、琵琶、琴和其他的乐器吹响的时候。
And so the Bible commands, and the Bible records that at the sound of horn, flute, lyre, all kinds of musical instruments when they sound.
所有的人必须匍匐在这个金像的面前来敬拜这个金像。
Everyone is to bow before this golden statue and worship it.
那些不匍匐在他的面前敬拜的人都被丢在火窑里面。
Those who do not bow down and worship this golden statue will be thrown into the fiery furnace.
所以这些被邀请前来参加的人。
So all who were invited to come.
只有两个选择。
They had two choices.
那么第一个选择就是匍匐在那个金像的面前。
One is to bow down before this golden image.
然后第二就是被扔在那个火窑里面。
And the second one is to be thrown into the fiery furnace.
所以这是一个生死问的一个问题。
So this is a life and death issue.
那种压力非常非常的大。
The pressure is very great.
所以这个机会我们看到不只是有他的政治的目的。
So not only did he have a political purpose.
也牵涉到人们的信仰。
But it also relates to people's faith.
所以刚才我们看那段经文里面敬拜那两个字一共提了11次。
So we see from the passage that we read, the term worship was mentioned 11 times.
美国是一个宗教信仰自由的国家。
The US has religious freedom.
我们世界上也有好多的国家像美国一样。
Many other countries throughout the world is similar to here.
但是世界上也有好多国家没有宗教的信仰。
But there are also many other countries who do not have religious freedom.
特别是那些共产的国家或者那些回教的国家。
Especially those communist countries and Islamic countries.
我的国家马来西亚是其中的一个例子。
My country Malaysia is among those examples.
所有的马来人当他们出生之后，他们必须要成为一个回教徒。
All Malays are considered Muslims at birth.
那么一个马来人如果他去信仰另外一个宗教的话，
And the Malay changes his religion to another.
他将会受到这个宗教法律的对付，
He will be under the law of the Sharia law.
和家人给他们的压力，
And there will be great pressure from the family.
所以在这个开光典礼里面，
So during the dedication ceremony.
尼布甲尼撒王邀请了很多的人。
King Nebuchadnezzar invited many people.
所以当中就是这三位犹太人。
And among them are these three Jews.
撒德拉、米撒、亚伯尼哥。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
我们都知道这三位犹太人他们是敬拜耶和华的人。
We know that these three Jews are worshippers of Jehovah.
我们从小就被教导这个十诫。
They were taught the Ten Commandments from youth.
因为十诫要告诉他们。
Because the Ten Commandments tell them.
神是他们的神，曾将他们从埃及为奴之家领出来。
That God is their God, and once upon a time God brought them out of the land of Egypt.
除我以外，你不可以有别的神。
Besides me, there are no other gods.
你也不可雕刻偶像。
You cannot make any graven image.
也不可做什么形象，仿佛像上天、下地和地底下水中的白物。
You cannot make any image that represents anything heaven or earth.
你不可以拜这些偶像。
You cannot bow down to these.
所以撒德拉、米撒跟亚伯尼哥、尼哥很清楚他们的信仰。
Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are very clear about their belief.
他们只知道只有一位真神。
They know of only one true God.
除了他以外，不可以跪拜任何的偶像。
Besides him, they cannot bow down to any idols.
那么对于我们来说，
and for us,
这些偶像不只是有形有体的形象。
These idols not only refers to those things that have a physical form.
那么其实包括那些代替了神的东西。
They also include that which substitutes for God.
然后比如说金钱，
for instance, money.
电影明星、歌星。
Pop stars,
或者一些球员、球队
perhaps, sports teams or sports stars.
然后这些东西都可以成为我们生命中的偶像。
All these things can become idols in our life.
然后这些偶像会带给我们在信仰上那种压力。
And these idols will bring pressure to our faith.
特别是周围的人，所有的人都敬拜这些偶像。
Especially all those around us are worshiping these idols.
所以在这个杜拉的平原，
so in, on the plains of Dura,
那么这么多的人来到这个金像的面前，在他的面前跪拜。
So many people have gathered before this idol and worshipped it.
这个广阔的平原，
this vast plain,
只有三个人没有跪下来敬拜这个金像。
Only three people did not bow down to worship.
所以很清楚的，他们任何人都看到这三个人站着。
So they do stick out like sore thumb.
所以在那个时候，加勒底人就来控告这三个犹太人。
So the astrologers came to report these three.
所以这件事情，加勒底人就把这件事情告诉尼布甲尼撒王。
The astrologers came and told King Nebuchadnezzar about these three.
他说：“王啊，这些人不理你。”
They said, "Oh, King, these people are ignoring you."
他们来到王的面前打小报告。
They come to accuse the Jews.
他说他们不侍奉你的神。
And said they do not worship your God.
他也不敬拜你所立的金像。
They do not worship the idol, the statue that you have.
所以当王听了之后，他非常非常的生气。
So when the king heard that, he was very angry.
他就把吩咐人把这三个犹太人带到王的面前。
And he commanded people to bring these three before him.
他就王就对他们说。
And the king asked them.
他说你不侍奉我的神。
Do you not worship my God?
也不敬拜我所立的金像。
Do you not worship the statue that I have established?
他说是故意的吗？
Are you intentionally doing this?
王不敢相信为什么这三个人这么大胆。
The king could not believe the audacity of these three.
不听王的命令。
That they did not listen to God's to the king's command.
所以圣经里面讲，你们这样做是故意的吗？
So are you intentionally doing these?
所以王没有立刻把他们丢在那个火窑里面。
So the king did not immediately throw these three into the fiery burn.
然后王却给他们一个机会。
And the king gave them an opportunity.
然后王说，当音乐吹响的时候，你们俯伏敬拜我造的金像。
So the king says, when the instrument starts, you bow down and worship this statue.
你们就 不必扔在那个火窑里面。
Then you will not be thrown into the furnace.
所以王给他们机会。
So the king actually gave them an opportunity.
可能王因为这三位朋友是但以理为但以理为的朋友。
Perhaps the king because these three were friends of Daniel.
因为但以理曾经为王解梦。
Because one time Daniel did interpret the king's dream.
得到王的赏赐。
And he was greatly rewarded for it.
所以王除了给他们这个机会。
So the king not only gave them this opportunity.
他也问了他们一个问题。
He asked them one question.
他说如果你们不敬拜我所造的金像
If you do not bow down and worship the image of gold,
我必把你们扔在火窑里面
I will throw you into the furnace.
他说有什么神能够救你脱离我的手
What God can save you?
那么这三个犹太人沙特拉米萨跟亚伯尼哥明白他们自己的信仰
And these three Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego they understand their faith.
他们知道他们相信的是谁
they knew who they believed.
就好像保罗说我知道我相信那位神是谁
Just as Paul had said, I know whom I have believed.
那么他们就对王说
So they replied to the king.
他说尼布甲尼撒王啊这件事我们不必回答
Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter.
他说即便如此我们所侍奉那位神能将我们从那个火窑里面拯救出来。
We are thrown into the blazing furnace. The God we serve is able to save us from it.
他也能够将我们从你的手中拯救出来。
And he will rescue us from your hand, O King.
我们既或不然。
But even if he does not.
他说王啊，我们绝对不会去侍奉你的神。
O King.We will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold.
也不去敬拜你所立的金像。
Or worship the image of gold you have set up.
所以讲这句话真的是不简单。
So to say this is not easy.
他说如果你把我们扔在火窑里面。
If you throw us into the blazing furnace.
我们的神会把我们从这个火窑里面拯救出来。
Our God can save us out of this furnace.
如果他不救我们的话。
Even if he does not.
圣经讲也无所谓。
Bible says it doesn't matter.
讲这句话不简单。
It's not easy to say this.
所以总而言之他们不会去拜这个金像。
So no matter what, they refuse to worship this idol.
那么这种信心真的是非常非常难得。
Such faith is hard to come by.
我曾经见过一些信心很大的弟兄姐妹。
I've seen some brothers and sisters who have great faith.
那么特别是他们面对这个绝症。
Especially as they're facing terminal illness.
那么虽然他们知道他们的生命将要结束了。
Even though they know that their life is about to come to an end.
他们对神有很大的信心。
They still have great faith in God.
如果神医治他们的话，这是好事情。
If God should heal them, that's great.
他们也知道如果神不医治他们的话，也无所谓。
They also know if God chooses not to heal them, it's all right.
因为他们知道神为他们所预备那更美好的地方。
Because they know of the better place which God has prepared for them.
那么在圣经里面，希伯来书第十一章提到一系列那些信心的伟人。
And in Hebrews 11, we see a whole list of the heroes of faith.
那么为什么这些人有这么大的信心？
Why do all these people have such great faith?
原因就是他们的信心建立在神的身上。
It's because their faith was established in God.
那么希伯来书十一章十三节告诉我们。
Hebrews 11:13 tells us.
他说这些人都是存圣经信心死的。
All these people were still living by faith when they died.
并没有得着所应许的。
They did not receive the things promised.
他们却从远处望见且欢喜迎接。
They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance.
又承认自己是世上的客旅，是寄居的。
And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth.
然后十六节这么说。
And verse 16 says.
他们却羡慕一个更美好的家乡。
Instead, they were longing for a better country.
就是在天上的。
A heavenly one.
所以神被称为他们的神。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
并不以为耻。
God is not ashamed to be
called. 因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
for he has prepared a city for them.
对神有信心的人,
for those people who have faith in God,
不会把这个世界看为是自己的家。
They would not consider this world as their home.
他们不过在这个地方，这个世界只是一个客旅。
They are merely passing through.
没不久，他们就要回到那个永恒的家乡。
Soon they will be returning to the heavenly home.
然后保罗说，我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
And Paul says, to live is Christ and to die is gain.
保罗也说，我正在两难之间，情愿离开这个世界与基督同在，这个是好的无比的事情。
And Paul also continued to say, I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far.
保罗很想离开这个世界与基督同在。
Paul wants to leave this world to be with Christ.
因为那个是好的无比的事情。
Because that's by far greater.
但是圣经讲到保罗愿意留下来，因为福音的缘故。
But the Bible says that Paul was willing to stay for the sake of the gospel.
那么这三位犹太人沙德拉、米沙跟亚伯尼哥的信心也是如此。
And these three Jews, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their faith was similar.
那么他们对神的信心也是很大。
They had great faith in God.
他们也知道，如果尼布甲尼撒王把他们丢在火窑里面的话
，They also know that if King Nebuchadnezzar should throw them into the blazing furnace,
他们将会回到神那个永恒的家乡。
They will return to the eternal home.
所以他们能够这样对王说。
So they could tell the king.
那么既然如果神不救我们脱离这个火窑，
If God does not save us from the furnace,
王啊，你当知道我们不会侍奉你的神。
O King, you should know that we will not serve your God.
我们也不会去敬拜你所立的金像。
Or worship the image of gold you have set up.
当我们在生活里面面对这个外来的压力的时候。
In our lives, when we face pressure from the outside,
我们是否有这种信心？
Do we have such faith?
或者我们向外来的压力低头？
Or do we bow to the pressure?
当压力临到我们的时候，
When pressure comes to our lives,
我们有两个选择。
We have two choices.
一个就是顺服神的旨意。
One is to submit to God's will.
另外就是向这些压力低头。
And the second one is to bow down to the pressure.
随从这些肉体的情欲。
And following the fleshly desires.
去做神不喜悦的事情。
To do that which does not please God.
那么当这三位犹太人跟王说他们不会听从王的命令的时候。
And when these three Jews told the king that they would not listen to the king.
那么尼布甲尼撒王当时就火上加油。
And Nebuchadnezzar became furious.
我们圣经告诉我们，他怒气天凶。
He was furious.
他大发烈怒，吩咐人把这个火窑的热度增加七倍。
He ordered the furnace heated seven times hotter than usual.
怕烧不死他们。
Fearing that he cannot burn them to death.
所以把那个火窑的热度增加了七倍。
So the furnace was heated seven times hotter.
然后把他们扔在那个火窑里面。
And they were thrown into the furnace.
我们圣经告诉我们，火窑的热度非常的热。
And the Bible tells us that the furnace was so hot.
连那些抬这三位犹太人的人都被烧死了。
That even the soldiers who brought these three were killed.
我们当这三位犹太人被扔在火窑里面。
And when these three Jews were thrown into the furnace,
莫王就感觉到非常的惊奇。
The king was greatly amazed.
哦，为什么有四个人而不是三个人？
How come there are four people instead of just three?
他说王看了，我见到有四个人。
And weren't there three men tied up and thrown into the fire, and there were four?
并没有捆绑在火中游行。
And they're walking around in the fire.
也没有受伤。
Look, and they are not harmed.
啊，第四个人的相貌好像一个神子。
And the fourth looks like a son of the gods.
那么到底这第四个人是谁？
Who is this fourth person?
我在几个星期前介绍但以理书的时候，我告诉过你们。
And several weeks ago, when I was introducing the book of Daniel, I told you.
是谁？
Who is it?
这第四个人叫做神子，是耶稣基督。
The fourth individual who is referred to as the Son of God is Jesus Christ.
那么在旧约圣经里面有不少的地方提到耶稣基督。
And in the Old Testament, there are many places that talk about Jesus Christ.
那么就这个地方就是其中的一个。
Here is one of them.
那么在主耶稣基督还没有道成肉身的时候。
And before Jesus came in flesh.
在他还没有来到这个世界上之前。
Before he came to this world.
那么旧约圣经就谈到耶稣基督了。
The Old Testament already talked about Jesus Christ.
所以当这三个犹太人被扔在火窑之后。
So when these three Jews were thrown into the fiery furnace.
那么圣经告诉我们主耶稣基督与他们同在。
The Bible tells us that Jesus was with them.
神没有离弃他们。
God did not abandon them.
希伯来书第十三章第五节到第六节这么告诉我们。
In Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6, it tells us,
我总不撇弃你，也不丢弃你。
Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.
所以我们可以放胆说，
So we say with confidence,
主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎样呢？
The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid, what can man do to me?
那么同样的，当我们在生活里面遇到试炼的时候，
Likewise, in our lives, when we face pressure,
那么圣经告诉我们神必与我们同在。
The Bible tells us that God will be with us.
我想我们当中有听过这个脚印的故事。
I believe many among us have heard of the footprint.
那么这个故事说。
And this story tells us.
有一个晚上我梦见我跟主在沙滩上同行。
One night I dreamed a dream. I was walking along the beach with my Lord.
有很多关于我生命的景象显明在天上。
Across the dark sky flashed things from my life.
每一个景象都有这个脚印在沙滩上。
For each thing, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand.
有时候我看到两对脚印。
Sometimes I saw two sets.
有时候我只是看到一对脚印。
But sometimes I only saw one set.
那么我心里面感到非常的不平安。
And I became troubled in my heart.
因为在我生活低潮面对痛苦的时候
I realized that when I was the lowest and saddest time in my life.
当我感觉到很忧伤很气馁的时候
When I was despondent in my life.
我只是看到一双的脚印
I only saw one pair of footsteps.
我就对主说
So I said to my Lord.
他说主啊你应许我当我跟随你的时候你经常与我同在。
Lord, you told me when I decided to follow you, you would walk and talk with me all the way.
但是当我面对这个生活痛苦的时候
But I'm aware that during the most troublesome times of my life,
我在沙滩上我只看到一双的脚印。
There is only one set of footprints.
为什么当我最需要你的时候你没有与我同在？
I just don't understand why when I need you most, you leave me.
主就回答说
He whispered,
那么当你在沙滩上看到一双脚印的时候
When you saw only one set of footprints,
是因为我抱着你一同走
It was then that I carried you.
我们可目前没有面对这种这么大的压力
Perhaps today we do not face such pressure.
但是没有人知道
But we don't know.
那么有一天我们可能要面对这种压力
Perhaps one day we will face this type of pressure.
我们可能会被人藐视
Perhaps we will be looked down by others.
我们也可能会失去这个社会的地位
Or perhaps we might lose our social standing.
我们可能被人讥笑
Perhaps we will be mocked by people.
但是我们愿意不愿意相信这位神
Are we willing to believe in this God?
在痛苦的时候在试炼的时候他必与我们同在
And in our sufferings and in our trials he will be with us
让我们同心祷告
Let's pray
天父我们感谢你感谢你赐给我们今天的话语
Heavenly Father we thank you for giving us your word
求你帮助我们学习这三位犹太人的榜样
Please help us to learn from the example of these three Jews.
他们在信仰上能够坚持。
In their faith that they were able to stand firm.
他们能够信赖你。
They were able to trust in you.
求主帮助我们也学习他们的榜样。
Please help us to learn from their example.
当我们面对这些生活里面的压力的时候,
and when we face pressures in our lives,
我们能够好像他们一样,
we will be like them,
不必摇动,
not to be shaken,
能够相信你,
to believe in you,
因为以你, 你与我们同在,
because you are with us.
我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣基督的名求,
we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.